Hi, welcome to the Interactive Parsha Experience Podcast. This is Parshat B'chukotai. My name is Hannah Perlis, and I am a 4th, 5th grade teacher at the Shefa School and a graduate of the Pardes Day School Educators Program. In this week's Parsha, God promises B'nai Israel different types of rewards if they keep God's mitzvot, commandments. God also warns B'nai Israel of the curses that will happen to them if they do not keep their promise with God and follow the laws given to them. I wanted to focus on the rewards and consequences for our actions that we see every day to help kids build a personal connection and then apply their understanding back to the Parsha. I first wanted to make that connection to the Parsha, though, and do it in a fun way. That's why I made the game where children would have to decide, first of all, which actions from a list is considered a reward and which is considered a consequence. This would make them think about the meaning of both of those words. Then they would have to think about which of those rewards and consequences actually were mentioned in the Parsha. I think in this case, it was a good idea to begin with the Parsha and extend the application outwards. Sometimes, however, it is very beneficial to teach the other way by first making a modern-day connection to pique students' interests and then learn about the specific Torah text. Next, I felt it was important to highlight that there are small actions we take every day that can lead to rewards and blessings for ourselves and others around us. I did not want to dwell on the consequences, though. I called it the Everyday Opportunities Brit, aka the Menschlichkeit Brit. The word Mensch is used a lot, but I think it is used to mean many different things. I also felt that it is important to mix actions that are mitzvot in the Torah with other smaller events that we might not acknowledge or fail to recognize. I provided the actions, but I wanted this to be a discussion or an open answer to which kind of rewards and blessings might come as a result. For example, listening to others when they are speaking has many rewards that might be difficult at first to recognize without having that discussion. I think that it can lead to stronger bonds with those friends because they feel validated, and that it can lead to a deeper understanding about people. These, for me, are both rewards and blessings. I also like to challenge my students, so I wanted to post a challenge for the reader to come up with 3 more everyday opportunities that have rewards or blessings. Often, my students come up with ideas that I didn't think of at first, and they really open my eyes to new possibilities. Lastly, I wanted to bring the Parsha experience back to the text with a line from Pirkei Avot. I love Pirkei Avot because it's applicable to so many situations, and I learn new things from it every time I read it. The excerpt that I chose is from Pirkei Avot Perek 4, Mishnah Bet, and it says, "Shemitzvah gorer mitzvah, sheschar mitzvah mitzvah," that a commandment leads to another commandment, and the reward for a commandment is another commandment. I then wanted to have deep, meaningful questions that began with more concrete and led to more difficult questions to answer. The last 2 questions that I wrote in the Parsha experience are questions that I really was left wondering after diving into this Parsha. Are our motivations to continue to do good things only strengthened when we receive rewards? And how are our motivations strengthened when we make a promise that we want to keep? Positive reinforcement is a highly successful classroom management tool in teaching, but it left me wondering if what we count as rewards could transfer to more intrinsic motivations through consistent and positive modeling by the teacher. Well, I am left with a lot of questions to think about, and I hope that you are too. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.